13:32 for BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy Juice. It's Bundylicious and Survivor of the Tiger at 18-8. That is one of those big motivation songs where you hear it and you're like, yep, I'm going to get up and do something. Well, how good is that? Perfect segue. Rick Mirabella from Runners.com. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Dan. How are you guys and all of Bundaberg?
Oh, look, we are just doing really, really well. Normally, of course, we talk to you about beautiful sunshine and, you know, perfect the next. Well, today we've had 11 mils of rain up until 5 o'clock this morning. So I thought maybe we could talk about embracing winter.
Yeah, and we talk about it every day down here in Victoria. But, mate, it's like anything in life. You wait for the perfect day or you wait till you feel good. You're never going to do it. So we talk about team sport. I work with a lot of football, netball, and that kind of stuff. And I always talk about in the warm-up speeches is the first bump you get, the first contact you get, first time you bleed, you feel alive. And same as out there in the rain. If you just literally get amongst it and just get aggressive into it, love it, just embrace it. The first 60 seconds you get wet, you love it, you feel alive. And it's these kind of things that really parlay into the rest of your life. But really, really important that we embrace every element out there because it is a privilege. And 11 mil of rain overnight, sorry, in 3 hours for you guys. If you're thinking about putting your shoes on and getting a brisk walk in, just stop thinking and get amongst it, Dan.
Oh, actually, before the rain came this morning, so about 5 o'clock when I normally just get into the studio just to get prepared and everything, there were some people walking past. It was dark, but you could still, you know, people walking past there. And in the last probably 15 minutes or so, there was a bit of a stop in rain here in town. And there were some people walking through, so they are embracing that. But the idea, I guess, is to, yep, okay, it's raining, let's just do it anyway.
They breed them tough up in Bundaberg. Don't worry about that.
They do.
But most importantly, it's goes for everything. So you don't wait for a 23 degree day.
That's hard to say in the morning. I get it.
I get it, mate. I'm just summing over my words. You don't wait for the perfect weather. You don't wait till you're feeling at optimum because when are you going to feel good, Danny? If you don't start now, you're never going to feel good anyway. So you start now. You make a promise to yourself. And we talk often about family being number one, but moving being definitely number two.
Yep.
But if you don't make time to move, you're going to make a lot of time to solve bad stuff later. So family being number one, movement being number two, irrespective of if it's pissing down rain or if it's a perfect day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as we speak, you know, obviously we always, and I think we spoke about it last week or certainly the week prior, about those excuses that we come up with. I guess today would be the perfect example of somebody saying, oh, look, it's raining, so I'm not going to go out there and do my 10, 15 minutes. But this particular chat that we're saying is, don't worry about that. Let's just go and do it. Let's all do it together.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be anything major, but just showing up and getting wet,
yep,
getting out there, getting a bit of hail on your face, that shows you that you can do it. And next time you do it, you'll do it again and then again. And it compounds and compounds, but it also really calluses the mind, calluses the brain, and toughens the brain to say, yeah, I love this stuff. And then in two years' time, you've been doing it 100, 150 times, and you go, Jesus, I can do anything now. And that's what it's all about. The more we cower away from it, then the softer will become.
And just finally, Rick, a question without notice, our daily topic. I want to know, I'm not going to tell you what I eat, but it's not chocolate, let me tell you. What food could you eat every day?
What food could I eat every single day? Gee, that's a good question.
You being a fitness fanatic, I'm thinking, bananas and, you know, celery and fruits and vegetables.
I tell you what. I do love, I'm a bit partial to chicken parmas and chips, so a chicken parma I reckon I could have most days.
That's a nice one, and of course, in your case, moderation, of course, yeah.
Moderation, of course, Dan.
Hey, Rick.
Make sure you tell those Queenslanders it's definitely a chicken parma, by the way.
Oh, now there's a debate. Thank you very much for your time this morning, mate. We'll catch up next week.
See you, mate.
Bye-bye. That is Rick Mirabella there joining us from Runners.com with some Monday motivation. It's 13:32 for BU.